Activists in Minneapolis now control a barricaded area at the very corner where George Floyd died. It has, though, been the site of violence in recent weeks. Yesterday, prosecutors charged a man in connection with a shooting near what's now called George Floyd Square. And tonight, we're giving you an exclusive look inside. News Nation's Brian Etten visited the autonomous zone to show what it's like there. Brian?
Rob, yeah, the area is totally controlled by activists. A community organizer saw our story last week when we were kept out. He was not happy to see it, and he offered to take us inside the autonomous zone. The blocks surrounding the George Floyd Memorial in Minneapolis are barricaded and guarded by activists. It's been called an autonomous zone, and we learned last week outsiders are not always welcome.
You're going to be in a bad situation here in a second.
Oh, I thought if we were on this side of the barricade.
You're going to be in a bad situation in a second.
What do you mean by
that? You've been called out for what you are, and you need to get out of here.
Please go.
You know what you are. You need to get in your car and go.
After the story aired, I got a Twitter message from community leader and former Ohio State basketball player PJ Hill. How you were kicked out of the square was not right, and we, the church community, will not stand for that. I personally will escort you in and show you around. We took PJ up on his offer and met him outside the barricades and followed him into the autonomous zone. There are tents, porta potties, and many of the businesses like this gas station are closed down.
So who are the people who have taken control of this area? You know, you saw the experience.
And you know, it's a combination of people. A lot of these people are not even from the community, so that's why it's super confusing.
PJ grew up here, has led police reform protests, and goes to church within the autonomous zone.
Obviously, we know this trial is going to reopen a lot of wounds for people. And so how do we give people a safe space to be able to express themselves in a positive manner? That's why when the stuff happened with you, it made me very upset, because this is supposed to be sacred ground, not ground to push people out, but ground for all of us to come together and really move the ball forward for humanity and for our city.
Within the closed area, there's the George Floyd Memorial, where Floyd died, and murals representing what the community has gone through.
One thing I love about this community, we have a lot of artists. What's up, family? We have a lot of artists in this community.
Stop. I need you to take your cameras outside my square. I'm not asking you what you're doing, sir. I'm asking you to take your camera outside the square. We don't want no footage of nothing over here right now.
No, we doing a story from the church.
I'm not asking you what you're doing. I'm asking you to take your camera outside the square, please.
Why we need to take our cameras outside the square?
Because we're doing a memorial for my homeboy that just died.
Yeah, that's my cousin. I met his play. That's my cousin.
We don't want no cameras in here.
We just doing this tour, and we going down to these businesses.
I'm asking you what you doing. I don't want the cameras.
We doing it for the church. Come on, we going right back over to the church. Yep. We don't want to get into no crazy stuff with y'all here. No, we come right to the church. It doesn't matter what they want to do. See, that's the kind of stuff we dealing with.
Outside Worldwide Outreach for Christ Church, we met PJ's uncle, Pastor Curtis Farrar.
I don't know why they're here. I don't know why people are coming from the suburbs to man those gates. And so can be so mean to other people.
Are they armed?
I know there's shit going on. Like, I'm not dumb.
Some. A couple I've seen that I met were armed. You know, I don't know what the intentions are.
Pastor Farrar's church has been on this block for 38 years. Despite that, another person approached and told us we had to leave, even though we were in the church parking lot.
Yeah, no, so people are just wondering if you could not record me as well, if you could turn the camera the other way. So.
I think that everyone is trying to have power in the area. Like, for instance, this young lady that talked to my nephew, you know, we don't really know who she's representing, what she's really talking about. So you got a lot of different facets.
The pastor and some area business owners are concerned because they say emergency services are not able to get into the autonomous zone. Last Saturday, a 30-year-old man was shot and killed in the square, and his family says the ambulance was not allowed in.
At this point, they don't come here. And that's the one thing that bothers me a great deal.
We asked one of the people manning the gates about that, and the person said they have their own medics.
I hear that concern, but it's just wholly untrue. There was a medic on scene immediately within minutes, and
you know, in that position.
Was that a medic, like a city medic, or was that one of
She's an EMT trained. But yeah, it is one of our medics.
This activist named Maddie, who did not want her last name used, says the area is peaceful.
I don't think the goal is to like not be a part of the city. The goal is to be a community and help each other instead of like, you know, policing each other and punishing each other. And it is complicated. It's like no one person is in charge and they shouldn't be. It's like, it's complicated as hell.
Is it organized in terms of like who mans the different huts?
Yeah.
I mean, is there like a schedule? Is it like kind of organized?
I mean, that's sort of a personal.
No, I'm just trying to think, is it just like people kind of come out and help out, or is it like, is it really, you know?
I'd say there's probably more organization than you may realize, but a part of security culture is that like the people that need to know.
But it's that security culture that PJ and his uncle say is out of control and bad for the community.
Move the barrier so people can come in here and celebrate, you know, and really try to move forward.
So you really want the barriers down?
Yeah. For me, I think for this community, it would be best. That's my opinion. It would be best. And we want to take the ball forward. We want to move forward. And how do you do that? It's time to heal.
Well, Brian, we appreciate you going back to that zone because I know you had a confrontation there last week, and I think it does give us a better picture of what's going on behind those barriers. But I think a lot of folks are asking at this point, what is the city saying or planning to do about this? Because it wasn't that long ago we had a similar situation in Seattle. There were some violent outbreaks. The mayor took some heat for not coming in sooner. It was a dangerous problem. What's the city of Minneapolis saying right now?
It's interesting, Marnie. The city really took a dramatic turn on this today. The police chief had a press conference and announced today that they are bringing in the feds, the FBI, and the ATF to reopen that autonomous zone. Listen to what the chief said.
For those group of individuals who say that 38th in Chicago is there for healing and mourning, I would challenge them that with the violence that has occurred, with the gunshot wound victims that have occurred, with the victims of robbery and assaults that have occurred, if any of them can look me in the eye today to say that intersection, the way it currently is operating, is contributing to the peace and safety, we've got a problem.
And this is really the first time we've heard the chief or anyone from the city talk to that extent about reopening the area. Of course, the big question is when will they reopen the square in this autonomous zone? The chief was careful not to say exactly when, but he did say he will not let the trial dictate when they decide to finally go in there and try to open things up. But obviously, it's going to be a tense situation, Marnie.
Reporting for us in Minneapolis once again tonight, Brian, thank you very much. You've got to wonder about the businesses and the homes and the people who live there as well.